The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
Episode 19 of the Bad and Boozy podcast is dedicated to Craig Mack. Our thoughts are with your family, friends, and fans, and we pour out a little liquor in your memory. Rest in peace.
Cool. Drink. Headshot. Sit down. Stand up. Drink. Pass out. Drink. Wake up. Drink. Baby. Drink. Wake up. Drink. Baby. Drink.
Hey wine hoes, how you doing? How you doing? I hope that you had a wonderful and blessed and highly favored week. You know who this is. This is the Siditty Snack, formerly known as So So Lovely.
I can't take that Siditty Snack
for the rest
seriously.
Of the month, babe. Until Scandal has ended, I will be the Siditty Snack. You should have never
okay,
said
I
that.
Didn't know we had a time frame on it. All right.
It stayed in my spirit. It's just stayed in my spirit. So I'm the Siditty Snack, known as So So Lovely. I'm joined by my wonderful co-host, D'Asia Ali. Say what's up, D.
What's up? How y'all doing?
And Winehoes, you are in for a treat because we have been blessed with a podcast legend, so to speak.
Oh my God.
You may have heard her voice on them craft beer killers. You may also be familiar with her from the Where's My 40 Acres podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, guys and girls, hoes and hosettes, please give it up for the lovely, the beautiful Miss Music Lover, a.k.a. Deidre. Say what's up.
I'm so blessed and highly favored to be here today. Wow, you said legend. I was like, that's a lot. But thank you. I am excited to be on here.
Ooh, we are so happy to have you. And I don't know, I'm feeling the spirit today because we're recording on a Sunday. Normally we record on
a Sunday.
I'm still feeling the leftover good vibes.
We also
today.
Have spirits.
Yes. Yes.
Not the absolutely. Holy Spirit. We just got
it's still
the
Women's History Month.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we'll be like that forever.
Yes.
Yes.
Put some respect on these women's.
Yes, A Wrinkle in Time came out. You know, it's just a lot of.
Did we watch this yet? The Wrinkle in Time.
I'm going.
I haven't seen it yet.
I'm going later. I've seen mixed.
I haven't
reviews.
Seen it. Y'all know how I do with movies, so don't worry. I'll be the last call.
Like I was going to try to make it to see it with the other people in DMV and Brandon and stuff, mm-hmm. But we was already recording with Mr. Span, so I couldn't juggle both times.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if I knew and I was close, I would have gone naturally because it would have been months before I go see it.
I now only want to go see movies with y'all.
I know, it's fun, isn't it? Like, that was fun.
I don't go to, I'm like you with movies, I never go, but if every movie viewing was a bunch of niggas like, yo, I would be like, oh, sure, I'll go.
Yes, if it was a group outing, like with all of us, oh yeah, I'd be like, tell me when y'all want to go, I'm good. Other than that, I'll see you later.
I'm just talking wine hoes. When we recapped Black Panther and we mentioned being in going to the DC showing, Deidre was in town, so she was one of the people that I saw Black Panther with.
Hey. It was so fun.
Girl, I don't
it was
know,
so much fun.
I don't know who was in town on the left coast side. I don't know who was who. I just know I came with who I came with. That's it. I was like, I know people who was there and it was important because there was some names on seats. But other than that, I don't know. But for those of the people who may not know you, Deidre, you want to introduce yourself and, you know, who you is?
Well, I am Miss Music Lover. I am the solo woman on a group of three other guys with Where's My 40 Acres podcast. You can find us on Do Not Laugh at our website, thetearsoforphans.com. That is a real website. I did not make it up, so
it is
don't
real.
Judge me. Don't judge me. But you can find all our ratchetry and foolery on there where we talk about everything from music to relationships to ratchet stuff, just every type of thing. So it's kind of reminds you of just four friends just getting together once a week and just talking about whatever. So I'm on that. And then also as a, I guess, a separate podcast, but all together as a family unit. I do a podcast called Craft Beer Killers with Brandon. We've been doing it for like a little over a year now. It's my baby, just mostly talking about craft beer, kind of getting people to understand the greatness of it. I feel like I was placed on this earth to shy people away from piss water and limeritas and shit like that. Hey. So, you know, we just talk about stuff in like the most basic way, but for you to understand and maybe try it, you know, out yourself. So those are where you can find me.
Hey, that's what's up. That's what's up. So the way that we like to start this show is by uncorking our recent shenanigans. So do you have anything that you want to let the people know that you've been up to recently, or any kind of funny anecdotal story that you've gone through this week?
Let's see. I mean, besides my rash, because I don't know if anybody knows, I work at a hospital, so, you know, it's always whole-fi drama. So it was like a little scandal Friday at my job where we had a director that was fucking a subordinate. So
it's scandalous.
Yeah, like I tell people, if you watch Grey's Anatomy and all that foolishness, like that shit really happens.
Wow. So, oh wow.
So yeah, like we had a director who was sleeping with one of their subordinates. And they got caught. I don't know how. I forgot why. But it was just all the scandal with it. They had, like, the upper management coming in and getting statements and all this shit. And I was like, we really need to get our own, like series or some shit like that. Because this is just juicy. Wow. Like, seriously. Oh, yeah. So that was really, like, a highlight of my life. But, other than that, you know, I can't think of anything that has been going on that's too crazy.
Okay, no worries, no worries. De'Asia, darling, how was your week, beloved?
On several occasions, I was trying to remember what I did last weekend, but I don't remember.
This is me all morning.
Because it's been like a whole, it's been more than a week since we recorded our old show. Yeah. But, so we recorded on Sunday. And we typically would record on Fridays. We didn't record this past Friday because it was my deceased mom's birthday. So although it was her birthday, and some people just assume I'm just sitting around sad and shit, me and my brothers went out to dinner and had some fun with that, because we normally, when my mom was alive, we would take her out to eat or something like that. So we still do the same thing. A couple years after she died, we would take out, if our aunt was available, her only sister, we would take her in her place. But this year was kind of fun because I made a little poll on Facebook retelling a story of when my mother broke her wrist at a now I'm not laughing at her breaking her wrist, but my mother broke her wrist when we went roller skating one time. And I wasn't there. I just know she went around the rink with both my brothers and she came back and one of them had made her fall. And I couldn't remember the whole story. So I put a poll on Facebook, like, which one of my Pam's sons do y'all think broke her wrist? And then I sent so I like had my friends vote and like sent it to my brothers and they like, what the fuck? So they like having an argument back and forth in the group chat, but like out of fun, like no nigga, it was you. Like, no nigga, it wasn't me. So that was kind of fun, because then I when I met them at my brother's house, when we all got together and went to dinner, she
sorry, once, it's my dog.
No problem. Once we went to dinner, we had dinner just talking, reminiscing, catching up. Then I'm like, all right, which one of y'all really did it? So when we got back to the house, my oldest brother was like, all right, yo, you want to confess? And I'm like, confess? Like, who did it? And then my brother, because I thought they wasn't going to say nothing, or I really wasn't sure, like, who did it. And then my oldest brother, like, confessed about how it was really him. But the moral of the story is, don't go skate with neither one of their asses, because when you hear both stories, my younger brother was like, no, I told her if she falls, she on her own. So I saw her fall the first time and I just kept going. Like, so he didn't cause her to fall or trip the first time. But apparently the second time, my other brother tickled her or some shit. And when she stumbled and fell, instead of him grabbing her, he just backed up. And his exact words were, it had to be one of us and it wasn't going to be me. And I was like, what? I was like, oh my God. But that was kind of fun. So, so other than that, you know, this week, as far as my regular ass life, then super regular, I'm counting down to my birthday.
Yes. Oh, Aries, gang. Aries season.
Aries season. Yeah. March 28th. Y'all can put some respect on the PayPal.
Good God. My ex's birthday is the 28th.
Oh, hey, wow. Well, I'm a woman. I'm much better than him.
I agree with that. My default.
I haven't dated an Aries. I'm about to say a male Aries. I haven't dated a female Aries either, but but yeah, that was
he was like my high school, college person. So yeah.
Oh wow. Well, don't judge us by his behavior, okay? You know.
Right. Give us a clean slate.
Yes. Yeah. Well, let's see. My week was pretty regular schmegular, but my daughter, who is the dancer,
she's still dancing her ass off.
She was dancing her butt off. She had a tryout. She actually made it to be in the small group for the competition coming out at the end of the month. So she's going to be in the large group and the small group.
But that's awesome.
She hurt her toe on Tuesday. Like, I pulled up and then she was like limping. And I was like, girl, what's wrong? She was like, I hurt my toe. And I was like, well, what were you doing? She was like, well, I was in the teen center. First of all, the teen center has like computers and all this stuff. So I'm like, okay, dancing in the teen center really don't make no sense. And she's 12. So why is you in the teen center? But she was like, I was in the teen center and I did a handstand. And I was like, a handstand made you hurt your toe? And she was like, yeah, I came down on my toe and I looked at it and it wasn't swollen. It wasn't anything like that. So I was like, okay, put some ice on it, whatever. So then she woke up the next day. She didn't want to go to school because, oh my God, my toe is killing me. So I was like, okay, I'll let you stay home. The next day comes by. She goes to school just fine. She goes to rehearsal just fine. No problems. Friday comes around, which is my off day, mind you. She wakes up and she's like, my toe is killing me and I gotta go to the doctor. Why didn't you take me to the doctor? When you hurt yourself, you went to the doctor. I didn't get to go to the doctor. I said, okay, well, you're supposed to perform at school. So do you want to go after school or do you want to go now? She's like, no, take me now, take me now. So we went to the doctor. We wait. As you know, when you go to urgent care, it takes forever and a day to see somebody unless you're bleeding, having trouble breathing, or you having heart issues. You just gotta wait. Mm-hmm. And mind you, while we're there, this lady comes in and she's boo-hoo crying. And she's like, I think I broke my arm. And they're like, okay, have a seat. I was like, okay. She's clearly in distress, tears coming down her face. She's the whole thing. And they just like, okay, ma'am, have a seat. They don't come out to see about her or nothing. They just like first come, first serve. I was like, dang, she really need help. But okay, we'll wait too. So they finally call us back there. We wait. And you know, you got to wait in the back. We finally see the doctor. He asks to see the foot. And he looks at the toe. And there is no bruising, there's no swelling, there's no discoloration. And he looks at it and he said, okay, well, I can tell from here it's not broken. He was like, I know it kind of hurts and it's going to hurt probably for another week or two. I could give you to suggest that you take some pain reliever and then, you know, don't exercise, don't kick, no jump, none of that stuff, right? So immediately she felt better. So we get in the car and I take her to Jamba Juice because, you know, I'm a sympathetic parent. But then I have to talk to her like, so I paid $10 for the man to tell you the same thing that I just told you at home. And she's like, but you're not a doctor. I'm like, I know I ain't no doctor, but dang, I knew what it was. I knew what to look for. I'm like, yeah.
I got a whole 30-something years on this planet.
Man, I already got all these years. I done injured myself. I done watched your brother injure himself. I done dealt with this. I'm not new to this. I'm true to this. But because I'm not a doctor, you didn't believe me. You wanted me to spend my money and spend my morning off to take you to pay so I could hear what I already heard. And I was like, you know what, man? It's just never fails. So I'm like, you know what? Next time you hurt yourself, you better be bleeding. I ain't paying my money.
Out of the order. I'd have been like, you owe me $10.
For real. She's lucky my copay is $10. Man, my copay used to be $25. She's lucky it's $10. So, and then I took her to Jamba Juice.
I was about to say, $10 is good because my copay will be $25.
Man, mm-hmm. I took her to Jamba Juice. I bought her a lunch that she could take and a gang of snacks. I was like, dang, I just spent all this money. How could it save all this money if I just took your ass to school? Like, what the hell? But,
right, yeah, free 99 and all that stuff.
Free That's 99. Right. All, and then all she did was she took the liquid because she doesn't like swallowing pills. I don't blame her, but she's mm-hmm. like, really, like, I can't do it. So I gave her the liquid. And so she was totally fine the rest of the day. When I picked her up, she was like, oh, I was great. I danced and this. And she was like, but I can feel it.
And part
it
of that is
off.
Mental.
It is mental.
Like, once a doctor say she all right, magically, she okay.
Literally. But the kicker, pretty much. The gag is when my mom, I take her to my mom's house in the morning so she could get dropped off. And I was calling my mom and letting her know the update. She was like, well, when she was here yesterday, she didn't have no complaints about it. I said, oh, boy. Oh, really?
She had no complaints with grandma. Huh?
She didn't have no complaints. But now, all of a sudden, it's world. It's the end of the world. I'm like, girl, you only 12.
Slick ass.
Yeah,
these kids, I tell you.
Man, I'm just glad she's 12. In 6 years, she'll be 18 and she'll be ready to graduate. And I will be the tender age of 41 and almost 42. And I will have an empty nest.
You're going to cry.
Girl, bye. I'm ready now.
You say that now. That child leave and you can be like, my baby.
See, I've known for a long time that my daughter would be the one to fly the coop. My son, not so much because he's like really attached to me, even though he lives with his dad mm-hmm. now. Like, we're really attached. We're very similar in our personalities. But her, ever since she was little, she said she was going to move to New York
she
with her
be like,
friend.
I'm gone.
And they was going to have a maid and all this stuff. And I said, ooh. Okay, boo, welcome.
She got plans.
She got ambitions.
Yeah, she had early plans.
Yes. And I'm like, as long as no man comes along to try and distract you, I already know that this is going to be, you're going to do exactly what you set out to do. Because the way her attitude is set up, she can't work for nobody else. She's going to have to be a business owner or something. So, man, my daughter. Woo, she's going to be hard on these men. I'm just waiting to watch. And hear them be like, oh, Miss Hoffman, pop your daughter.
I'm supporting all the little girls. And, y'all know, I'm on my personal auntie, feminist auntie agenda. I got all these little nieces.
Yes.
I'm supporting all of it. Fuck these
I'm supporting from the gate. If they want to take you out, go out. If they want to spend their money, spend their money. I mean, there's just things that you do. I don't care mm-hmm. how attractive or not attractive they are. If they're interested in taking you out.
Don't let them sidetrack you.
Nah, man. Just
absolutely.
Go out and entertain yourself.
Especially the younger ones now, like, it's amazing. Because, like, I got a younger brother, he's 20, well, he's 26, so I remember when he was in college, he would call me, you know, to ask me about, like, advice, because he knew I'd give him, like, the real deal. I don't sugarcoat nothing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I told him, don't you go to that college and stick your dick in everything. You better keep all them damn books.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And he'd be like, okay, you know, but... They would call me and ask me stuff about, like, sex, and I was like, I don't want
to. That's me. I give it to them straight.
I said, first of all, I don't want to hear about your penis, but if I have to answer this. Yeah, I'm going to give it to them straight. But, you know, I think they appreciate that much more than you trying to sugarcoat stuff. Because
some of our parents in our generation, like, pretended it wasn't happening. So we didn't have no guidance because they didn't answer our questions.
Man, my mom mm-hmm. didn't have no answers, and I had no questions.
So I'm like... I talk to my little brother the same way, my nieces, my god kids, my nieces and nephews, small, but I'm like, don't worry, it'll be that turn when they get older.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my mom and them didn't have no answers, too. Like, I remember when I got my period, and I remember I was home, and, you told your mom, like, oh, you know, I was like, you know, my period came on or whatever, and she was like, oh, God. She said, well, come on, let's go to the store. And here she go telling my daddy, you know, Deidre had her period. Oh, that means she can get pregnant now? And I was like, you know what? Don't tell him shit no more. Like, how does that be? Like,
that's all
really.
Worried about. I'm out here bleeding. I'm a kid. I don't know what's happening.
Right.
And you worrying about pregnancy.
Like, that's the least.
And I just messed
concern.
My good genes up. Like,
right.
Like, seriously? I was like, whatever. Like, just tell me where I need to go. What pad I need to get and let me
give me the instructions and go ahead.
Give me the pad, give me some chocolate and leave me alone. Yep, yep, yep. But yeah, that is basically our uncorking segment, which leads us to a crowd favorite of the show. Dee, I know. You waiting, Dee. I know, you know. This is
sip. I'm good.
This is the part of the show where we give our reviews on our alcoholic beverages choices for the week. So allow us to go ahead in depth and talk about sip or spit.
So, because we have a guest this week, we want to give them the honor, put some respect on their name. And, Deidre, do you have something that you would like to review for the listeners this week?
Well, actually, I will review what I'm drinking right now. So, we were talking about sours. So, this is a sour from D9 Brewing Company. It is out of Cornelius, North Carolina. Okay. And it is called, it's through the Wild Thing series, and it's Musa La Marusha. I'm probably saying that name wrong. Don't judge me. But it is apparently, it's a Brazilian dessert that they have. Mm. So it's supposed to be a sour. And of course, as with sours, it's not too alcoholic. It's 6%. But this is actually like really, really good. It's sour. I mean, I guess depending on your levels of sours, it's tart more than like super sour. But it's supposed to have like passion fruit. And I guess with the Brazilian dessert, it has like a level of sweet cream added to it. So you smell the cream, you can taste the cream. So it gives that a little sweetness, but I think that helps with the sour aspect of it. So I'm kind of mad because I got this bottle from Total Wine in Greenville when I was coming home. Mm-hmm. So I need to look for it because I really like this a lot. So,
what is it called again?
It's Mousse Marucha. So it's J-A.
All right. I'm on the D9 Brewing Company.
It's under the Wild Thing series.
Okay, I knew you said something else, the Wild Thing series. Mm-hmm.
So this is really good. Really, really good. So I wish I got more of them.
Did you get where'd it come in, a 4-pack or a 6-pack?
Well, I got a 1 bottle. So, you know, with Total Wine, I don't know if y'all have one near you. So with the beer.
Yeah, we do.
And that's how I got started with most of the beer. I usually just make a 6-pack. So when you make a 6-pack, you just grab single beers. So I didn't know, because, you know.
So
you
they did have them individual there. That's good.
Mm-hmm. So, and, you know, depending on what the person who's your buyer from the Total Wine. So buyer, whoever is in Greenville, is really, really good. Because they always have like a plethora of different things. That's where I get Duclaw from, which is, you know, more Maryland area. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they don't have, I haven't seen it in Atlanta, but I'm a look for it because this one was really good. Mm-hmm. It's really, really good. Like it almost gives you brunch. Like this would be really good for brunch.
I'm going to have to keep that one in mind as I'm out here trying my beers.
So yeah, I definitely.
I'll be trying. I'm trying to get more into the sours.
Yeah, like, you know, sours can be either, like, I think I've had maybe one or two that were, like, super, super sour to the point where I was, like, this is, like, super, like, almost unbearable to drink. But,
right.
You know, the sours can vary depending on, like, what they use and stuff like that. So it can be kind of more on the tart aspect or it can be, like, crazy sour. But this one's really good. So, okay. And it smells good because, like, even I'm almost done with it, but through the glass, you still smell like that sweet cream. Mm.
Ooh.
So, it's really good.
We like a little sweet cream. So that's a sip.
That's an absolute sip. Like, I sipped it all up, sip.
Hey.
So, yeah, definitely.
We like to call that one a gulp.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, really? Oh, yeah. Ooh, it's gone. So, more of these. That's my first time actually having that brewery.
Okay, too, so that's really good that it's one that you weren't familiar with. And you enjoy it.
Cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, let's see, Dee.
So, what about you guys?
Yeah, what you got, Dee? You got a beer or you got a wine?
I was drinking a beer today. But I was going to review this wine. What made me want to review this wine because of a little certain Facebook group we happen to be in.
Oh my god!
I wanted to put some respect on some boxed wine because I don't think I talked about it in a while.
You haven't.
But and you know we Bad and Boozy podcast, but we also bitches on a budget, okay?
Yes.
So, I was having friends over last Sunday, I believe, and I'm like counting my coins, like I need to get something for these bitches to drink, but I can't be spending all my money. so I'm like, I'm trying to see how far I can stretch these dollars, but still have a little drink, even though I knew they would probably bring something too. And I stopped in Total Wine, and Total Wine had a red blend. I went to the box wine, because sometimes I'll go to the little section where they'll have like $5 bottles or something like that. But I was like, let me see what these box wines hitting on, because my regular grocery store have like the black box or whatever. But this one was called Pour Haus, so P-O-U-R-H-A-U-S. And I didn't talk to nobody specifically, but I just asked the, I mean, I just saw the, you know, it was one of those things where, like, the employees of the store write their little notes next to the wine. And they had, like, some cute notes right here. And I'm looking, and it's a three-liter box. And it was $15.49. And I said, oh, that's in my budget. So, hey, we're going to try this red. And then they had some other ones. They had a Cabernet and some whites. But a lot of times you can kind of, you might be better off with the box wine, to me, sometimes getting a blend versus a varietal, because a lot of times the blends of the reds make it a little more like palatable and sweeter. So I was like, all right, let me just go with this red blend. And I got it. And it was, before I even tasted it, my girlfriend, Trina, that was here, tasted it. And I know she prefers like sweeter stuff, but she will drink stuff that's just like, you know, like flavorful, but not necessarily sweet. And she's like, oh, bitch, that's good. I said, oh, for real? You like it? Because I'm like, I need to know what to have for the function, because I can't be spending all the money on other people to drink wine. But she thought it was good. I tasted it. It was really like light. As far as flavor, it was like really, it was like smooth and well balanced. What did I put on my damn delectable? I know I put it right here. I put that it was a perfect wine. It's definitely not even just for flavor, but the economical side is definitely good for sharing with a friend. It was like a lot of notes of different berries. Nothing too fancy. I just put that it was medium body and great to compliment a girl's night. So for the berries that you mostly taste is like a blend of berries, but maybe like a little bit more cherry. And it was real smooth. And it wasn't like it wasn't like bitter at all. Like, so I would probably drink it with like some pizza. That's why I say it would go good with a girl's night, because it seemed like it'd go with regular ass food. Like, I'm eating with a pizza, I'm eating meatballs, I'm eating a burger or something. And it was, like I said, it was $15.49. and even when I looked at it online, the box, like the other varietals like Cabernet or whatever, I didn't see it for more than $18. So, and it's a California wine. It had decent, I don't always pay attention to the wine ratings, but I know we probably gonna look into that more in the future as far as like the scoring system. But I'm pretty sure it was like either in the low 90s or like high 80s as far as the little wine scoring system. But whatever, it was a red blend out of California, and I say put some respect on the box wine.
I was gonna say that it's
about to be spring. I'm having a birthday gathering at my house at the end of the month, and I'll probably buy some just so I can stretch that shit, because I'm not buying a bunch of wine for all these people.
I don't know why people front.
And I really like the
said that too.
And that I really like, wine. And I did notice with this one specifically, I like the little spout on it. It was like really good. Like, it's like when I opened it, when I clicked it back closed, it clicked real good. And I was like, all right, cool. We got this. Mm-hmm. And it looked cute just sitting on my arm. I got like a little bar scenario. It looked cute just sitting right there. Just like, oh, let me get this. The only danger about that with me in the house alone is I'll just be sitting there and I'll just randomly end up at the spout. Like, it's a big difference between going to open up a new bottle versus like, oh, this thing is right here. I'm just pouring a little sip. But yeah.
So. People are always trash. I don't know why about box wines. I know my mom used to say, like, even back in the day, that was a thing. Like, oh, you know, box wines is like automatic, quote unquote, cheap. So that means it's not good. But, you know, I remember I saw an article a while back about when they started bringing back more like box wines.
Mm-hmm.
you know, I guess more like the two buck chucks, and you know how like even Whole Foods got their little, you know, I guess quote unquote on a budget wine. But, you know, you can still get some good wines. It don't have to, because I've had wines that are expensive that taste like shit.
Right.
You know? Yeah. And I've had a screw top, my jam jar. I tell you, yes, y'all not
that jam my jam jar is
fucking $10, yeah. And that shit
the sweet Shiraz
every time. Mm, yes.
It is yeah, good.
It's so good. Yeah. And it's I a like damn jam screw jar. Top. You know, because I remember
well, a lot of the companies are going to screw top, not only just because of the, some people are associated with being cheap, but some companies are trying to be more environmentally friendly. Mm-hmm. And those corks kill a lot of the trees and stuff. So I'm down with it.
Yeah. Even with beer now, you know, you're kind of seeing them go away from bottles, and a lot of them are going in cans.
More cans.
Mm-hmm. Or even the tall cans. And, you know, mm-hmm. before I remember tall cans, be like, oh, that's PBR. That's cheap.
Right.
Which it is. And don't drink PBR. But still, like, you still get some cans, you know, right. And it'll still be good.
Yeah, the box wine definitely come a long way. It keeps longer. We talked about that on previous episodes, the benefits of, like, mm-hmm. the box wine and stuff. So yeah. That was my sip. I think y'all enjoy it.
Good.
I might take it to Wine in the Woods. Well, no, I can't take it to Wine in the Woods. They'll probably have some there. I'll see what they got on the box out there.
Yeah, something. Maybe that weekend you'll have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably. I'm definitely going to find a reason to keep this one on tap.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
What you over there drinking, so-so?
Okay, so because we got Miss Craft Beer Killer herself on the show, I decided to have beer. And if y'all been listening before, y'all know there's only one drink that I like, and that is the Lindeman's Framboise, the Lambic. That's the only beer that I like. I've tried a lot of other beers. I don't like them. I tried a beer this week, 805, which two of my coworkers ranted and raved about. And as soon as I opened it and tasted it, I was like, this tastes like beer. This tastes like what I imagine piss.
This tastes like beer.
Yeah.
What was the 805? Do you know what type it was?
It was a blonde, like a pale ale. It's so local.
It was a little hoppy.
Yeah. It didn't curl all the way. You know, it was more like Little Luther. It wasn't Big Luther. So
it tastes like beer.
It did. But the other day when I went to Whole Foods, because surprisingly enough, Whole Foods carries like a lot of different craft beers. So I went there.
Yeah, they got a lot.
I told the guy what I was, you know, what I normally drink. And then he recommended this. It's from Almanac Beer Company. It's called Peach Galaxy. It's a dry hop sour farmhouse ale. And it says that
dry hop. Go ahead.
It says that it is aged in oak barrels with peaches and spices, right? So I was like, okay, peach. You can't really go wrong with peach. And then when I looked it up on the website, they were saying that it's reminiscent of peach rings and this and that and other. And I was like, okay, I get it. It should taste good. And then Deidre could be a witness to me, because as soon as I opened it, I was like, "Ooh, this is sour." It is sour. But the more I tasted it, the more I liked it.
I was going to say how it tastes after the first couple of sips.
It tastes pretty good.
It hits you, but it's not bad.
Yeah, it hit me right here, right in the back of my throat. It hit me right there immediately. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to finish it, but as I guess it warmed up a little bit, or my mouth warmed up to it, my flavor receptors were like, okay, this is good. We like this. It was sour. Mm-hmm. There was the peach was not overwhelming. It was very subtle. It's, like I said, it's not a lambic, so it's not big fruit flavor, but it was subtle. It was a little bit hoppy for me. But
it's dry hop.
Yeah, but overall, it was pleasant. I liked it a lot better than a lot of
this
the other
is a
beers
breakthrough.
That I have had. It is a breakthrough.
This is a real breakthrough here on this show.
Mind you, I paid a whole $6.99 for this 12.68-ounce bottle. So,
okay.
It was going to get drunk regardless. Because I'm not wasting $7. I ain't throwing that out. But it was pleasant. I could actually say that it was a sip. I would buy this again with someone else's money. Not with mine. So Wine Host.
That sounds like I need to try that one.
Yeah, so Wine Host continued to donate to our wine and beer fund so that I could buy this again. Because this was pleasant.
I don't know if I passed the collection round.
I know it did activate my flavor senses. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't really taste the spice though. It says that it was.
Now, can you tell me what it was called again?
It is called Almanac Beer Company Peach Almanac Galaxy. Beer
Company. Okay. And, Peach Galaxy. Got
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, I'm proud of myself.
That's a humongous leap.
That's a big step.
That's such a huge, you know, that's like a Wendy Williams step. Like, that's a huge step.
Man.
You know?
Ooh,
so
baby.
That was good, girl.
Yeah,
that's like the best thing I always tell people. And that's like the same way with wine. You know, you can put like 5 pale ales on a row and they all taste different. Mm-hmm. You know, and you won't really know unless you try it. So.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I came, I saw, I conquered. I wish I had another one to go along with it, but you know what? It's all
you wish you had a
good.
What?
I said, I wish I had another one to go with it. Oh, and also, it is 7.5% ABV, y'all.
Oh, that's
so,
a good, okay. That's a good one.
It is pretty, mm-hmm. pretty good. I'm feeling a little warm right now.
Okay.
Feeling a little warm. So it did the trick.
A little warm.
You know what I'm talking about? So it's definitely a sip.
Yeah. I don't even remember what my alcohol content mine was. I didn't already recycle the box, but I think it was probably, I'm pretty sure it was 13 something because I checked that shit before I leave the stove.
You like them high alcohol content joints.
But I was trying to, when I was looking up the wine, I was trying to see if I noticed, I think we mentioned it briefly before, like when we're looking at like details on the wine as far as websites and stuff, the craft beer. Industry has that more on lock with like the details and the interacting on the websites. Cause I was trying to find more about this, my box wine today. And the only thing I found, which we can go into like in a future episode, was like, oh, it's under the wine group that makes all these other wines that are familiar to us. So I think that's definitely something to explore later, how mm-hmm. some of your favorite wines, or one that you might consider cheap, but one that you might consider high end might be produced by the same company, but you just don't know.
For sure.
Right.
Just like the same company that makes Patron makes the tequila at Costco. So.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So I was like, I couldn't find like the website for this particular one, but I found that wine group. I was like, all right, whatever. I got tired of looking. But it seemed like when you look at the stuff with the craft beers, they have more like details and fun shit on the websites. The wine mm-hmm. industry in America need to catch up.
Yeah, they a little too snooty.
So we can.
They bad and snooty, not bad and boozy.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Well, as you guys know, Sipper Spit is a sponsored part of the show. And this week, we are sponsored by the beautiful people over at Blue Apron. So, what do I usually say here? Allow me to introduce you to the wonders of Blue Apron.
Baby. Ha. Smackalicious, baby. Delicious treats. Only one. Non-stop rocking. Like a desert sand of Afghanistan, bust the plan. The whole world will now listen. Them seas take a break, I'd make a sign, take on fishing. And now that I'm into position, Operation Get Down is the new mission. Guaranteed to crush you and eat competition. Illest ever on the mic, that's why your business is what I sit in. It's not forbidden, so say good riddance. It's the rap that you didn't. MCs, you must be kidding. I plan on winning as the record keeps spinning. Dip down and fly linen. Here's the home run I'm in.
Hey, fresh ingredients and incredible recipes delivered weekly to your door. Skip the grocery store and make incredible meals at home with Blue Apron. Always ship free right to your home. And now the listeners of Bad and Boozy Podcast can get $30 off your first Blue Apron order. To place your first order with $30 off and to help keep our show free for you, go to our network website, cspn.us. That's cspn.us. Then click on our Keep Our Podcast Free link at the top of the page. From there, scroll down to the Blue Apron link and sign up for your first order. So, Blue Apron through cspn.us. Do it today. And y'all know, when it comes to Blue Apron, I cannot just bring it up without letting y'all know what they got that looks good. Because, first of all, I like to eat. I know y'all like to eat.
We're going to need some food to soak up the wine and stuff.
We're going to need food. So what is on menu for this upcoming week? And I was actually craving a pastrami last night. But if I have these Philly-style cheese steaks with roasted potato wedges, that looks good.
Sounds good.
Yeah, they got crispy catfish with coconut lime curry and kale. They got
that sound real gentrified, but it's not
good. It do. That's why you're be like, they got creamy cavatelli and zucchini with romaine and orange salad. That would be right up my alley because y'all know I'm vegetarian. I don't eat other meats. I'm not saying I don't put meat in my mouth, but I just don't eat meat. And then let's see, there's another thing that there is also, because y'all know I like them Asian joints, so there is a sweet chili stir fry with carrots and shiitake mushrooms. So there is,
oh, I probably would love that.
Yeah, I could see you cooking that on the snap.
You know I be.
Yep. So there is something with the stir fry. Yay! Hey, I love that song. So yeah, there's something for everybody. If you're too lazy to go to the grocery store, especially with the weather being as it is, it's being pretty bad, Blue Apron is a good way to go ahead and get your meal prep and meal planning done. I hope that you're still trying to meet your goals as far as your New Year's resolutions. And if you're trying to lose weight, this is a good thing that it can help you because you're not going out there just purchasing fast food and buying the wrong stuff. You're actually taking the time to prepare those meals at home, and then you can take them to work as well. So you know what? Go ahead and get you that Blue Apron and, you know, cook you some good food. You know what I'm talking about?
That sounds good.
Man, shoot. I need to order some because I'm tired of trying to come up with my own menu. I'm sick.
I want to say I like to cook, but sometimes it's just hard. I get tired of thinking about what I'm going to make or I'm not sure. And then it's like, all right, let me just open up the box and here it is. Let me just follow these directions.
Boom, bam. And like you said, you keep those recipe cards for a later date. So even if you don't order the box for like a couple of weeks, you can still recreate meals that you had in the past.
I have definitely done that. Have the recipe card.
Me too. Yeah. I've done that too. Like, and it's good too. Like me, it's just me. I don't have any children or anything like that. So, you know, usually when I make for two, it's usually, unless it's delicious and I eat the whole thing. Like, I have done that. Like, it was some steak thing that they had, and it had, like, this balsamic, like, cranberry sauce, and it had, like, fries, and, like, this, like, shredded cabbage, almost like a slaw.
Ooh.
Girl, like, I was like, ooh, I'm sorry about to eat the rest of this. But, you know, other than that, I usually can split it up, you know, and you can at least have lunch for the next day.
Yeah, so, and I was telling them before with these different, like, Blue Apron or whatever, if they have like the family plans where you can, or where it's four servings, you could use the family plan and just use it for your meal, like make it on Sunday. And if you like me, I like make the family meal and then I'll take it to lunch Monday through Thursday. And then if I'm in the office Friday, that might be my day I treat myself to lunch.
Yeah.
But I just make it as my meal prep.
There you go.
That's good. That's a good idea.
Bing, bang, bong. I like it a
lot. That's my cheat code.
Hey, you know what? We be dropping gems on this motherfucking podcast, okay? So pick them up, man. Picking them up as we throwing them down. That pretty much leads us to the next part of the show where we're going to talk about our topic for the week. And since we have Deidre with us, we would be remiss if we didn't tap her brain as far as her expertise or, and her knowledge as it comes to craft beer. And so we are a wine and liquor podcast, but we do enjoy beer as well. So I did find an article this week that brought up for wine lovers, it made recommendations as far as beer was concerned. So I wanted to tap your brain a little bit and see if you agreed, if you disagreed, or if you had any other alternatives that you would recommend based on what this article is saying. And it's only four. It's pretty quick. So let me get to that since I have it queued up. And if this article originally comes from Food and Wine, and it says that wine drinkers can find much to love in many styles of beer, and here are four top sommeliers share their suggestions. So the first suggestion was, if you like Sauvignon Blanc, try a crisp wheat beer such as a Schneider and Sahn Edelweiss from Germany.
Crisp and wheat, is that's a funny combination. Give me.
That's a funny combination.
So I've never had that type of beer before. Like, well, that brewery I've never had. Depending on, so I guess give me what, like the Sauvignon Blancs, what is normally like their profile?
Let me give it to you. I know Deidre,
do you care for wheat beer?
I do. No, I actually like wheat beer.
You do.
I pretty much drink everything.
a little bit.
No, yeah. From my previous discussions, the little bit we did have, like I like everything too. I just have my preferences on which ones I like most.
More, yeah. Like I usually. Yeah. I'll drink pretty much, and it's still the same. Like, I might have favorite brewery, like, just a type, but as far as for just in general, I'll drink, you know, I pretty much drink anything. Mm-hmm. If it's good, it's good.
There you go.
Unless it's not, like, a Lime-A-Rita. Not drinking.
Hey, man. Hey.
Yeah, I'm not drinking that.
Terrible. Like, as far as Sauvignon Blanc is a fruity and a high acidity kind of wine. The dominant flavors in that are gooseberry, green melon, grapefruit, white peach, and passion fruit.
Mm-hmm.
It is barrel aged. You can also taste hints of lime in it. Some of the other like non-fruit flavors are like butter, fresh bread, saline,
and great
chalk.
Lovely.
But you know what? You know what? I could see how you could taste the Sauvignon Blanc and a certain one might give you a chalky taste in your mouth.
Really?
Delicious.
So for those that like the taste of chalk, what do you recommend?
So I'll say, if they're saying wheat, so wheat are like, I will always say, if you're trying to introduce somebody to beer, wheat is probably like the easiest thing to start somebody out. Because
that's like a Blue Moon, right?
Yeah.
No, I know you don't like the Blue Moon. Yeah. No, I know how you feel about it, but I'm saying like the commoners. That's what they'll recognize.
Exactly. So, yeah, Blue Moon, is like a wheat beer. Or you'll see Whitbur, which is pretty much like a white, and it's still like the same profile aspect. You know, or the wheat beer, you're not going to get a whole lot. You might get, you know, you'll get a fruity aspect. Sometimes they'll have like a biscuit, you know, like type taste.
Okay.
You might get something that's unfiltered or filtered. Like Allagash White is one where it's an unfiltered wheat, where if you get it in bottle form, you pour 3/4 of it in the glass and you shake it up with the yeast and then you pour the rest in the glass.
Ooh.
But, it's really good. But, you know, most wheats, if it has fruit or not, are really just clean. I wouldn't say crisp, but they're really clean, easy, drinkable beers.
Mm-hmm.
They're really good, and you'll see most of them are like more different ones seasonal-wise during like the summer months because, you know, you want it cold,
yeah,
easy, drinkable, you know, that type of thing. As far as for alcohol content, they're really not that high.
Yeah, they're normally low.
You know, especially for the summer because you don't want to drink something so alcoholic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hot summer months. So, I guess.
Yeah, that can be deceiving. It'll be cold and refreshing, but you're simultaneously drinking too much alcohol. It's not going to help.
Yeah. And if you know, and so you'll see, like, especially with seasonals. So seasonals, like your spring and like your summer, you'll see a lot of more of the lighter beers. So like the wheats, you'll see more IPAs. Right now they're doing a lot of fruity IPAs. So it's not, it's less hoppy and more fruit aspects to them. When you get more to the fall, of course, you see more Oktoberfest and pumpkin beers. And then when you get more to like the winter, they call them winter warmers. And it's the more darker ones, like your stouts. Your
ooh, that's what I like, the stout.
So you'll see more of those, you know, because they can, you know, have more higher of alcohol content. The only like more quote unquote lighter beers you might see that have like a lot of alcohol might be like your Belgium ales. You know, okay. Those always are very high. Sometimes you'll get like a DPA, which is like a double IPA, but
a double penetration.
What?
Do not make me drunk. Kappa, what is
this? D is a fan of the DPA.
I'm sorry. No, we're not talking about getting gangbanged.
All right, that might be the beer I was drinking.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about
so wheat beer. So a wheat beer might not be far off from the Sauvignon Blanc.
It's way off of being double penetrated, but yeah,
you can still enjoy it. Yeah. You still get a good mouthful, huh? Okay, cool. Okay, the next one that it says is, hey, if you like Chardonnay, and Chardonnay is a fruity, more full-bodied wine with a higher alcohol content, the dominant flavors are yellow apple, starfruit, pineapple, butter, and there's that chalk again. some secondary flavors are curd and mushroom and toast. And some third flavors are almond and hazelnut. And in this case, they say try a floral farmhouse ale, such as a...
Oh, yes.
It says Birrificio Italiano Floret from Italy. Why is it recommended all these foreign, John?
Yeah. So, yeah, the farmhouse ales. Woo.
So what's a farmhouse ale? I don't think I'm familiar with it.
Yeah, school. So
like farmhouse ale is basically like an ale that's as far as for like the process of it.
Okay.
They use a lot of like wild yeast, so it gives it like a different flavor aspect of it. So really, it's basically how it's like made.
Okay.
It's still on the pale ale side, but like, well, excuse me, on the ale side, but it's just basically a different like process.
The method.
And they'll make them, like the farmhouse ales kind of are more like Belgium, like that, like area. But they definitely, and I say this with gusto.
That's a good word.
They can vary. So you can get some that are dank and really funky, you know.
And you that's that some, curd in the, yeah. In the wine.
Mm-hmm. You can get some that's really fruity. You can get some that has like more a sour like aspect of it. So it could definitely vary. So that one's spot on.
That's spot on. Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Fun.
The next one says if you like Pinot Noir and Pinot Noir. Pinot Noir is a red wine. It is a fruitier, a more acidic. It's medium body. It's medium as far as the alcohol content is concerned. The dominant flavors are cranberry, cherry, raspberry, clove, and mushroom. Some secondary flavors or earthy flavors are, there's that toasted bread again, cocoa, truffles, dried leaves, and there's also can be some herbal or floral elements that you might taste. So you might taste hibiscus or rose or even violet. So, and in that instance, they recommend my John a fruity lambic. So this is a Cantillon Creek from Belgium. So
that's pretty spot on. I think so too. This is like the lambics, pretty are Like, you can get them in all flavor aspects. I've even had them more on, like, a little bit of a sour side just based on what fruit they've used. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, they'll have peach. I've seen some that's been, like, a passion fruit that's not been, like, a sweet passion fruit flavor. So that one, I think, is spot on, too. It's not as, you know, lambics usually run between, like, 5 and 6, maybe even lower than that, like, mm-hmm. alcohol-wise. Mm-hmm. So they're not high in alcohol content. But as far as the flavor-wise...
They normally taste really good, though.
Yeah, they're really, really good. So, it's almost like juice. It reminds me of
juice. juice. My favorite word. I'd be like, y'all drinking that juice?
That's exactly what she said. I was trying to refrain from saying it, but since the guest brought it up, that juice.
If you like juice, you'll like that lambic.
I always say that. And then, you know, I haven't had lambics where people have put, like, club soda in it just to kind of give it more of, like, a... Not that face, but not so much to downplay the fruitiness, but to give it more carbonation and with like blackening and carbonation.
No, I know what you mean. Kind of like the ghetto punch where your grandma used to put some Sprite in the fruit punch,
ma'am,
or the ginger ale in the fruit punch. I get it.
Not the church punch. Not the church punch.
Yeah, that's what.
Oh, see.
Oh Lord,
and it was not bad, so.
If y'all see me with,
like, no, nigga, like, no.
If y'all see me with a shorty of vodka trying to slide it in there, no. If it was one of them, one of the lambics that So-So like before, I would drink that one straight. I might chase it with a little.
Nah, give me the juice, just like my Cardinal, my communion wine. Give me that juice. I'm like, call me Webby because I'm like, give me that. Yeah, give me that juice. Oh, let's see. And the last one they have is if you like Syrah, and you mentioned that you like that jam jar Syrah. Syrah is fruity. It is full bodies. We like to call the full body wines BBWs because they are big, beautiful wines. So the Syrah is a BBW. So if you like them BBWs,
it's definitely BBW.
Yes, there's notes of blueberry, plum, milk chocolate, tobacco, green peppercorn, cardamom, cream again. What's up with all this cream? And let's see, red fruits, kind of like red plum, black pepper, sage, star anise, and then sweet tobacco and espresso. It says that try a smoky porter, such as a stone smoked porter from California.
I don't know about, smoked porters can give you deliciousness, and it can give you disgusting, depending on the level of smoke. I probably would just say to try a porter or a stout.
I was thinking a porter or a stout myself. I never had the smoky.
Yeah, like, I've had smoked porters before, and sometimes if it's too smoky, and I mean, it could be more tobacco smoke, or it could be more, like, I've even had one that smoked, like, along the lines of, like, barbecue. Ooh. So it gave it, like, a different, like, wood, you know, like, the applewood chip fire type.
Yeah.
And it's been really good. I've had one that had, like, a mild smoke flavor, so you got, like, the smokiness in the back end. That was really good. But then I've had some that has been disgusting. So I would say, like, as far as for fruit aspects, because a lot of those fruit aspects and even, like, the peppercorn, like, heat, like, chilies and stuff like that, you'll definitely get that in just a normal, like, porter or a stout, because they'll have them in all types. Like, I've had a mole, one that's actually like a mole. So you got chocolate, you got the chili, you got the cinnamon, the nutmeg. Especially, they're, you know, saying, like, star anise, which is all in that, you know, cardamom, all in that, you know, spice profile. So I would just say, like, a basic porter or a stout. Like, the Mole one was by Seth and Shell. That one was a really, really good one. One of my favorite, which is an Imperial Russian stout. It's 9.5. That's Foothills Sexual Chocolate. You'll see
it's called
online.
Sexual Chocolate?
Oh, yeah, like the labeling is bad.
Well, I'm a single person. Let me get one of these.
The label is badass. Like, it's this black woman with this afro. Like, ooh, she's glowing. They make it
once. Well, I feel like we got to find these.
We got to find that. Yes.
It's on Now, you might have to go on Foothill's website and see where they're distributed at. Because, okay. like, they brought some. Like, they just started doing Foothill's maybe, like, 2 years ago in Atlanta. But okay. it might actually have, you know, started going other places. But, yeah, Foothill's makes it once a year. They make it, like, around Valentine's Day. They make two versions. They always make a normal version, and they make a bourbon barrel Ooh. Version. So, but it's really good. Like, it's real chocolate. It's kind of thick, but not too thick. But it gives you, like, all the aspects of, like, you know, a little bit of cinnamon. And, like, with the bourbon barrel, it gives you kind of, like, that bourbon, you know, burn. But it's, like, in a really, really good way. Caramel note. Mm-hmm. And every year it kind of varies of the flavor, but it's still a really, really good, like, stout beer.
But, okay.
People stand in line for days for it. That's how serious.
Oh, dang.
Like, super, super serious.
Well, shoot, Atlanta so, people tell us if you could find it and, you know, ship it to us or something.
Yeah, I found it here, and I remember the last time, I think, was it Brandon's wedding? I brought it up for him, and, like, he loved it. Like, he was just going ate it over it, him and Ashley. So, if I find some more, I'll definitely have to ship it to y'all.
Yeah. Ooh, let us know. People.
Mm, yeah, I'm looking up on the website. I see the people waiting in line, and they say they only release a certain amount of bottles and all that stuff. So, and the woman is quite gorgeous on the label at that. I like that.
Yeah, yes. She said the label was off the chain.
Yeah, but they got a limit. Yes. They limit it to 12 bottles per person.
they buy it up. And, like, even some places here now, they'll have it on draft. And even then, it's, like, gone. Like, it doesn't last when people have it. So, luckily, one time I went to Whole Foods randomly, and they had a whole bunch just chilling in the refrigerator. Wow. And I was like, these heifers don't know what they got. Like,
that is funny.
Like, selling out of this shit. You got it just all lumped up. Just with chilling.
So you saying we need to go to the white neighborhood to find it? That's what you're saying. You
But it's the white people that stand in line for it.
Like, oh, yeah, I believe that.
They stand in line for days.
They probably got it at the Whole Foods here. The Whole Foods in D.C. at one time, I'm pretty sure it might still be, but it's like one of the biggest and like highest grossing with sales in the country. And I had never been to one that big until I moved here. And I was like, ooh, they got all this wine. But other than the food and stuff, I was like, they got all this wine and beer. I like this space. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I would just support you, and that's another thing too, like, Porters and Stouts is really no difference. They pretty much have the same, you know, profiles as far as...
I'm glad you said that, because I've been thinking.
Stuff. it's really no difference. So, you know, it's not like, oh, you could taste this, and I know exactly this is a porter, but this is... No, you don't. You just read the bottle. Like, it's really no difference. There's still, you know, shade-wise... You know, as far as for what they use, they do the pretty much the same. So it's no different.
No, that's good to know. That is good to know. Just like, what is it? Shiraz and Syrah are pretty much the same as well. So
they pretty much the same.
Mm-hmm.
Very good to know.
Cool. Yeah. So hopefully that helps some.
No, that was good.
Yeah, it taught me a lot. I know what not to get as a. That's the most important thing.
Comparison.
Yeah, very good comparison. Thank you for that.
I'm a beer and a wine drinker, so it was kind of pretty much on point from what I know a little bit about both.
There you go. So this brings us to the part of the show where normally we read a wine hole tale. But since we have a guest with us, I mean, we're going to ask you for a wine hole tale. So you have some sort of wine, beer, liquor related story. It could be embarrassing or not. That you would like to share.
I mean, I've had, beer wise, I haven't had any. Liquor I always tell people I usually don't drink red wine around friends. Like, that's usually one of those things. If I want some penis, like, I'm usually gonna drink some red wine.
Yes. Okay. Let's write this down.
From regular folks, no, because I get touchy feely, and all that, so I'm not gonna drink that around.
Note to self, don't serve Deidre red wine.
No, no red sangria for her.
But if you give me, like, you know, because I like my Merlots and I like my, you know, my Sauvignon, like those, like, no. Drinking that with a man.
That's not a bad pairing. Penis and red wine.
Yeah, it goes very well together.
One of my, I would say, like, very embarrassing stories is, it comes with liquor. It was actually a couple years ago. Went to see a friend in Charlotte, and you know, everybody was drinking and having a good time. And I remember, went to this beer truck thing that they had, like, in the middle of Charlotte. It was fun. Then we went back to his house, him and a bunch of people, and we had, he had, like, this really, really good bourbon. So I'm just drinking bourbon. Everybody busted, laughing about stupid shit, you know, like. And then this girl's like, oh, like, we made some cookies. You want one? And I was like, okay. So I ate a cookie. It was a normal size cookie. Mm. And then my friend Q was like, what did my sister give you? And I was like, oh, she said she made these cookies. And she was like, nigga. Like, he was so mad. He was like, why did you get, like, because I ate the whole thing.
Oh, so God.
It had herbal essence in it. And herbal essence in my language is weed. So I ate a whole cookie.
You was going to be dead.
On top of the fact that I was drunk. So literally about 5 minutes later, everything started moving and shaking and shit. And I was like, oh, I need to run to the bathroom. What's going on? Ran to the bathroom. I had to sit down on the floor. I started throwing up. And then next thing I remember is, I'm in somebody's bed.
No.
And I was like, holy shit balls. So it was me by myself. So, you know, you do the check of, is the underwear there?
Yeah.
Right.
Is the bra here? So I had all of those things. But it was my friend's cues. He had like a second room. So basically he said, you passed out. And he said, he's like, I started mumbling and talking like all crazy. And then they tried to drag me. And I'm not no small woman. So it was like two people tried to drag me in the room. And I'm fighting them and fuck. Like, and they literally had
to. Said, I'm not no small woman.
They had to like toss me in the room and like close the door.
Dang.
And I somehow went to the bed. So that was embarrassing. And then he was like, well, we're going to white water rafting. Do you want to come? I was like, with the same people that saw me literally, like, and I remember I had on the skirt.
Oh.
So they on all the ass, like, everything. I'm so happy I wore underwear this time. Like,
like, I actually had on panties.
Like, this time I had on underwear. And I was like, no, I don't want to see them. Like, oh, I was so embarrassed. And it takes a lot for me to get embarrassed. So, yeah. That was terrible.
No, my God. Yeah, man. Because you're supposed to eat, ingest the herbal essence first, and then drink. Had you done that,
yeah,
you would have been all right.
Bitch, don't tell me.
Oh, I don't know. Just also know that that's what you're doing.
Yeah, that too.
Because normally, like, because I've had edibles before, and normally they'll give it to you in, like, a small amount.
Yeah, yeah.
So little small cookies, little small brownies. Like, I've even had the gummy bears where you just eat one gummy bear, and I'll eat, like, half of it, you know, and then later on eat the other half just because I know how strong it is. And, you know, it's not like I'm just so, I guess, green, ha, 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 to the herbal essence. You know, I'm a smoker. I don't smoke a whole lot, but, you know, if it's there, I'm like, yeah, I want some. But, you know, I mean, it was a normal-sized cookie, and she's like, oh, girl, I made, like, she just baked them, like, hours ago. No. Nigga, no, you didn't. Like,
okay.
These have been sitting for a while.
So. Oh. Yeah, that's all bad.
That's my embarrassing story.
That was a good one.
But people don't realize, men don't realize that waking up and checking whether my panties dead, that is real.
Yeah, it's real. Yeah.
We legit, like, what happened? I don't know. Cause niggas.
You black out? Like, I didn't know, like, literally, I just remember being on somebody's on my friend's bathroom floor, and then that was it. And then the next thing I remember is being in a bed, and it's dark, and I don't know where the fuck I'm at. Like, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, you got to do that, because, you know.
Niggas.
Damn,
shame. So yeah, that's my embarrassing story.
No, we thank you, and we appreciate you for that wine hotel. And wine hose.
The listeners love
the
this.
The listeners love it. You know what? Our classic in chief, Classic, loves the wine hotels as well. So, you know what? Thank you for the wine hotel. And listeners, you're always welcome to send us your very own wine hotel. Send it to our email, or you could call and leave us a voicemail, and we will let you know what the voicemail number is at the end of the show when we're wrapping up a little bit. But after wine hotels comes my personal favorite part of the show. D, are you ready with the wine hole trivia question of the week?
Yes, ma'am.
So Deidre and I are both going to give an attempt to answer this, okay? So don't read the answer until we've both given our educated guesses, okay?
Got it. So this question I just picked randomly from my cards. What is Santo? And that's capital V-I-N, capital S-A-N-T-O. A, an Italian wine made by monks. B, an Italian grape wine made from dried grapes. C, an annual harvest festival honoring the sainted grapes. And D, Italian for red wine. So what is Vin Santo?
Well, I know Santo means saint, and that's pretty much Santo is Santo. Spanish, not necessarily Italian. It could be Italian too, but as far as me and my learning, I've learned that vino is Spanish for wine, and Santo is Spanish for saint, so saint wine. I know that there is a patron saint of wine, so maybe there is like a festival for that as well. I don't think that it's the last one. I don't know.
I love when you figure when you do your deductive reasoning. It's so good.
Yeah, you know.
First of all, I just guessed, but I was right. Like, oh, Santo sounds like saint, so I don't know. But you just told me that was the case. So.
Yeah. let's see. What was the first one again? I don't think it's a dry wine.
A is an Italian red wine made by monks. B, an Italian wine made from dried grapes. Mm-hmm. Annual festival, harvest festival honoring the sainted grapes. And D, Italian full red wine.
Okay, it's not 2 and 4. I'm stuck between 1 and 3. What about you, Deidre? Where are you leaning?
My spidey senses is telling me it's the first one.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I wasn't definitely as smart as you breaking it down. I was like, it sounds like the first one.
Deidre, I don't be knowing either.
Like, you breaking it down, I was like, damn, that's right. Like,
she be like, the roots of the word means. I'd be like, oh, okay.
I was like, see, you know, I fell asleep during those times of class, so I don't know that one.
Hey, I'm an English major. I love words and language and all that. Words.
So my spotty signals is telling me it's one.
Yeah. I'm going to go with one as well, because if it was a festival, there probably would have been festivo or something else along with that. So I'm going with the monk wine.
Okay.
Uh-oh, I'm nervous.
Please.
I'm nervous.
For the first time in a long time, you are wrong.
No! Oh my God, it's been like over a month.
Both of y'all wrong. It is B.
Dried grapes?
Italian wine made from dried grapes. Vin Santo. But where you were close was Vin Santo, or holy wine, is a sweet Italian dessert wine. Its sweetness comes from raisins, which concentrates the sugars in the grapes. Though uncommon, some less sweet than Santos are made as well. So it's basically wine
holy wine made out of raisins.
Ooh. Mm-mm, I don't want
Sounds
that.
Disgusting.
Out of raisins?
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, because it said dried grapes.
Yeah.
It comes from the raisins.
That's nasty.
So that's probably like super, that's probably like a different level of sweet that I don't want.
And I don't want that either.
Like I'm getting it's probably thick too.
Ooh. Yeah, and it's
wait, it's got that high viscosity.
Yeah.
We learned that word last week, baby. Yeah.
Viscosity. Yeah, yes.
The thickness. That girth.
That joint thick.
Now I gotta look up this Vino Santo. It's not in our book.
No, oh, you keep saying oh. It's just Vin.
Oh, it is in the book, Ben. It is in the book. Okay.
Vin Santo.
Let me see.
My phone about it. Let me see.
Oh, yeah. It says it is, ooh, ample body, very sweet, very high alcohol content. The dominant flavors of the Vino Santo are perfume, fig, raisin, almond, and toffee.
I can see the fig.
Some of the secondary flavors are cream. There's that cream again. What is it about wine and cream?
I don't know. I haven't been paying attention to cream till this week.
Man. Yeah, and they said it's made with the apacimiento method, where grapes are harvested and laid out on straw mats for up to 6 months, where they will dry and lose about 70% of their water content. Then the raisinated grapes are squeezed and put into oak or chestnut barrels to vinify. The fermentation process is very slow and can take 4 years to complete. That's why the alcohol like content is so high.
6 months just to dry the damn grapes out?
Man, and then it can store for up to 15 years, bruh.
Jesus Christ.
So, oh, that's good-ass shit.
You be up in one of these. Be up in one of these. One yeah. What you drink? When you drink the little communion? What if is they use this for the communion wine?
Well, it's
that holy wine.
It says it's traditionally enjoyed during Easter week and paired with an almond biscotti. So it's coming up, y'all. Get you some Vino Santo that first weekend in April.
That kind of reminds me. There's this thing called mead wine. It's called a mead, and it's a honey wine. Mm-hmm. And it's really, really high in alcohol content. It's really sweet. Like, they run between, like, 17 and 21% alcohol.
I discovered recently that I don't like the mead in the, I guess, beer form, but I like it in the wine form.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I had it, one of my coworkers who knows I do the podcast just randomly brought me in, like, these little mini bottles of mead to work one day because he had them laying, he had them from something. And they weren't bad, but when I was at I think I was telling you about it, Deidre, when I was at the brewery near my house and I tasted the mead, the beer, and I was like, I don't like that.
I like the traditional meads, like, because I've even had like a, it was supposed to taste like key lime pie, and it was like 17%, and it wasn't that good, but the authentic mead wine.
Yeah, I think that's what I like.
And it's funny because it was 21%, and they, if you get it like on draft, It comes in like a 4 ounce glass. So, you know, if you do anything on draft, you know, the higher the alcohol content, the smaller the glass you're going to get.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it came in a 4 ounce little champagne glass, but it was strong, but it was good. It was sweet too. So the 4 ounce was just enough.
Hey. With 21%, I guess they wanted something.
They said, you better make it enough. That's what you gonna do.
All right.
Yeah.
So that was the wine trivia. That was cute.
Yeah, that was cute.
Something new.
And
we were close.
I kind of feel bad because it's been like almost 2 months that I haven't missed a question, man.
Shay missed nothing about like.
I feel like you got it right just because based off of what it's used for.
Yeah.
The holiness. So. I think it was a win-win.
I don't think this is what Jesus turned that water into wine.
I don't think he did. I don't think that's what Jesus did.
I'd like to think he turned it into a nice Cabernet Sauvignon.
I think he did. I think he was in the Bordeaux region of France somewhere.
Yeah, man, somewhere. this brings us to where we're going to be wrapping up our show, but we can't wrap up our show without asking our guests to take some shots. And so this is where we ask you some quick questions that you just got to answer, like, boom, just a quick shot. So
I was like, oh, I got some bourbon around here.
Yes, yes. And I mean, you kind of already answered one of our questions, where we was going to ask you about the thought juice or not. We already know. You don't like the thought juice.
She don't like La Marita.
You don't like the Marita.
That shit. Like, I know some dude who tried to be like, oh, he didn't know, bless his heart. Like, he gave me some cram reader or shit. And like, you, cause he knows I'm really like, I'm snobbish about beer. Like, I will be cheap about other things. I'm snobbish about beer. Like, I pour my beer in a glass. Like, I'm one of those ones. Like, I'm not drinking it out the bottle. If there's a plastic cup, I'd rather pour it in the cup and drink it out. Like, I'm that type. So I went over there and he was like, oh, I found this beer. And I want you to try it. And I was like, oh, what is it? And he's like, oh, I can't remember the name, trying to be slick and shit. And I remember he poured it and he gave it to me. So I have a habit. I smell everything.
Ew.
I like brought it up to my nose and I sniffed it and I sniffed. I said, oh, I smell cheap. I said, what is this? And he was like, oh, he said something with a crayon. I said, no.
First of all, that's disrespectful. That is mad disrespectful.
I slid it back to him. I said, what, Cramarita? I said, piss juice that tastes like cranberry. And pretty he was much. Like, oh, these are good. I said, well, you can have it all.
You I made his night. Oh.
We have an affinity for the thought juice, but we do recognize that it's horrible.
Yes, we know. Horrible. We know. Just like Carlos Rossi is horrible, is but still, yeah, you know.
As far as beer concerned, now, I might drink it with my wretched cousins every now and then, but I'm not like purposely like, oh yeah, let me just go get this cream burrito. If a nigga brought that to my house,
you'd be mad.
If a nigga brought that to my house, like, I just know that you don't want to be, you don't want none of this over here.
That's like bringing blue bottle Moscato. We don't do blue bottles either. That? Oh, no.
He brought, like, and he didn't know, bless his heart. So he came home and like he helped somebody like fix his truck. So he brought this beer, and he's like, babe, I brought this beer. He's like, I'm going to put it on the counter. And I was like, what is it? But he wouldn't tell me. So I looked at it, and I was like, what is this shit? It was like Ice House.
Ew!
I said, why did you bring this? Ice House. I said, why did you bring this in my house, number one? You know, I don't, this should not even go across the threshold into the house.
No Ice House.
The fuck? And he was just like, man, he gave it to me. And he's like, I didn't want to be rude. And blah, 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 blah. I was like, well, it can stay on the counter. It will not go in my fucking refrigerator. It will not be going in none of my damn cups. So, yeah, I'm that serious about it.
I agree. What were the questions?
Well, she already answered, like, the other ones. Like, we know she likes brown liquor, bourbon. So, that's brown liquor or not? Yes, that's a yes. Yes. So, we just go. I'm going to fly off the cuff and ask you some questions. Just answer quickly. Okay. What we already know, you would not drink a Limerita under any circumstances. But like, what is your luxury beer? Like the beer that, you know, it might break the bank, but if when you have to have it, you have to have it.
Ooh, there's so many.
I about to say she letting them all break the bank.
Yeah, like, okay, so I'm gonna grab it right now. So there is one that I just bought that was $40.
Damn. But how many? How much?
Oh no, you mean it's one bottle, honey.
No, that's what I thought. I just wanted to make sure.
So this one is Evil Twin in Westbrook. So Evil Westbrook is actually a brewery that's 5 minutes from my parents' house in Charleston. And Evil Twin is a brewery out of Sweden. I love Evil Twin because they make crazy, like, off-the-wall shit. And Evil Twin does not have, like, a centralized brewery. So they will brew from other breweries. Okay. So, like, 12% out of Connecticut, they'll brew stuff out of. Westbrook is another one. It's a couple of other ones. So if you even look, like, on, like, you go to any, like Gastropub or anybody that sells like really good different type of beers and you see like anything with Evil Twin, you will find that sometimes it'll say Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, or Charleston, South Carolina, which that means it was brewed in Westbrook. Sometimes you'll see it in New York. I think they'll do Connecticut, and I think they even do one like out in the West Coast. So it's big. They grew out.
Evil Twin.
Mm-hmm. They're really, really good. They have one called...
That's interesting.
Little B and all kinds of, they're crazy, but they make really good beer. So, they have.
So that's just splurge.
That's one of my splurges. This one is
okay.
A maple bourbon barrel aged imperial Mexican biscotti cake break.
Damn.
That sounds like somebody buy that for my birthday, wine hoes.
Mexican biscotti cake.
It's 11% and they only made like a couple of them. But I saw it and I was like, shit, this is $40. Fuck it. I'm just going to get it. So,
I mean, sometimes you got to live.
Yeah. I mean, I've had like, last time I went to Porter Beer Bar, they had one called From Prairie and it was called Bourbon Paradise. That was like 15% alcohol, but it was very, very good. And I got very, very drunk off of it.
Hey.
And for that bottle, I think I paid like $25 for it. And it's a 12-ounce bottle.
I was about to say, was it 12-ounce? So you know how some of them come in like the wine size, 700 milliliter bottle?
Mm-hmm. This was a 12-ounce bottle. But it's limited release. So they only had like 25 bottles or something like that.
Okay.
Wow.
So I actually kept the bottle. I had number 9.
Hey.
I would have kept that one too.
Yeah, you got to keep that one. You got to keep that one. Since I know you don't like cheap beers, I still got to ask you to make a choice. I'm going to ask you to choose between two cheap things, okay?
Okay.
It's going to be a series. So, Mad Dog 2020 or Cisco?
Can I choose water?
No, you got to choose between one. You gotta choose one. Quick.
Do you know Mad Dog? You know MD doesn't stand for Mad Dog?
That's what I'm calling it. I just found out a couple weeks ago what it stood for.
We found it out that on the Twitters the other day and I was like, really?
That's what I'm calling it forever.
Oh my God.
It's like the name, somebody's name.
Yeah, I was like, I just know about Mad Dog. That's what I grew up. So I will say, I will revert back to my college days and it would be Mad Dog 2020.
Okay,
the blue one,
there you go.
Because I don't even know if they had like fruit names, they were just colors.
Blue, red,
yeah, that's
green.
What you call them, colors.
Let's see, 2-11 or 4 Loko?
Good grief.
Did you say 2-11 or 4 Loko?
Yes. Jesus, I did.
I'll say the OG 4 Lokos.
Okay. The one to make you pass out on the lawn
before they change it.
You know, they changed them after a certain point because that shit was, it was illegal. I'm sure like, it shut down like organs.
So. I'm positive. let's see. Let me let this. I live next to a fire station, so hold on. Let me let this fire truck pass by. No ambulance. Okay. Mickey's or MGD?
This is killing my soul. I'll say Mickey's.
Really? I don't even know what MGD is.
Miller Genuine Draft.
Oh, ew, no.
I mean, Mickey's ain't no fucking battle now.
No.
I didn't know what either one of them was. And they all shit that my aunts probably drank, so no.
They're disgusting. They just know they're all on the wave of disgusting. So.
Mm-hmm. You only got two more to choose from. Okay. We're going to get exotic. So we're going to do Dos Equis or Corona.
Which one?
Dos Equis or Corona.
So, you know, the funny thing is the company that makes Coronas also makes, because I think, is that, it starts with a C, consultation, like group or whatever, they also make a lot of craft beer brands. Like they bought them out, like Funky Brewer, well, Buddha, excuse me, and a couple others. But out of those two, I probably do the Dose. I kind of like them a little bit better. Because I've had both.
Okay.
Go to speak.
I don't even know if y'all have this out here there, but this is like one of the worst that you could get. Do you guys have St. Pauli Girl out there?
It sounds like it's trash. No.
I never heard of it.
Ooh, it is absolute trash. It is absolute trash. But let me see. I'm trying to think. Okay. Heineken or Michelob?
I'll take a Heineken over Michelob any day.
Really?
Michelob is 3,000 levels trash. Like, Heineken tried to be fancy. I know that one time they came out with, I think they still have it, like a blonde. Which, no, but still.
You know, a lot of hood niggas, when they start drinking beer, they be thinking they doing something when they drink Heineken. Just
cause my daddy.
Just because it's not a 211 or something, they think they don't. Uh-huh. Exactly.
That's my dad. He thinks a Heineken is fancy. No, yes. now his thing is the Stella.
Yeah, the Stella Artois.
He thinks Stella is fancy, huh?
Stella, and one time Chimay.
They gave him in a Pilsner glass.
I'm about to say they probably gave him a glass.
This. You know, the Pilsner glass is like the tall, they almost look like flutes almost, mm-hmm. but they're long.
Mm-hmm.
They gave it to him and that, and like ever since then, now we bought him some pills in the glasses, and that's what he drinks his Heineken out of.
Cause he fancy, huh? He fancy, yeah, he huh? Fancy.
I said, my daddy, put nothing. Your pinky up. Just, you know.
Let's see. Oh, and I would be remiss because your name on Twitter and things is Miss Music Lover. I would be remiss if I didn't ask you if you heard that new Fonte, and if you had, what beer would you pair with it?
Oh, this is a good question. So Fonte's album is very, very good. You know, it gives, since Fonte is older, it does talk about older type things, which, you know, I think that's kind of rare now with the super, super young generation. And Fonte is, you know, a good lyricist, along he also, you know, naturally he sings very well. With him, he gives me like a more like a good, like laid back, like a Scotch ale almost. Mm. So, you know, something that's easy, like you know, you just can't drink, you have to like slowly sip, but it's very, very good, very full bodied, you know, enjoyable. So that's what I would pair him with.
Okay. What about you, Miss D? You got some questions for Deidre?
We got her on here because of the Craft Beer Killers podcast, but I'm very familiar with the album reviews on Where's My 40 Acres, so we might need to bring her back for the wine mixtape.
Yeah, we're doing a mixtape episode.
We're
trying to pair like cleanup music and what goes with that and all that stuff.
Ooh, so. That's a good idea. Yeah, let me know.
Yep. You got some questions for her, Miss D?
Mm-mm, that's enough.
We done tortured her enough, huh? With all this trash beer, I had to.
Yeah, I think we had enough with the trash. I feel her pain because I know I wouldn't drink all the shit that she said either.
My real answer with all of those would be water,
club soda,
like,
oh,
water,
club soda and lime. Oh, okay. I gotta ask you, what was your first legal drink?
If oh, legal. Yeah. Okay.
Wait, I know, because we all have had some drinks underage, but what was your first legal drink, if you could recall?
I was going to say, I've had plenty. Plenty. So, unfortunately, I had something that I do not drink now, which is Tequila Sunrise.
Ooh.
You know, I was 21, I was in college, and, you know, before we used to drink, like, 99 berries and shit like that, so... You know, whatever you could afford. But yeah, that was my first drink, was a tequila. Because for some reason, I thought those were so good. God bless my genes and God bless my taste buds then. Because that shit is disgusting now. Like, but
shout out to growth.
Shout out to growth. Yes.
Absolutely.
Because you probably ordered it because it sounds fancy. Just like I ordered a French Connection because I thought it sounded fancy. I had no idea what was in a French Connection and I was on a date. And I was like, you know what? Let me just order this. And so I ordered it. My date was like, you going to drink that? I was like, yeah, you know, I drink this all the time. I got that damn French Connection and I took one sip. I was like, mm-mm. No. No God. You can have this.
That is crazy.
Woo, man, that's two kinds of brown liquors. I can't do it.
Ooh, yeah. I remember they had these things. I forgot what. Something monkey. And
a brass monkey?
It was like two Christian brothers, the white it was something monkey. Rip monkey, something like that. It was these captains that made this drink up in college. And it was the Christian brothers, the white and the brown. Ooh. Mixed with grape, Hawaiian punch, and Sprite.
Lord have mercy.
That sounds cool.
But we thought that shit was like so innovative.
Especially because you have the white Christian brothers, okay? I remember when that hit the scene. We thought we was doing big things with the Christian brothers. White.
No, Christian brothers. Man, listen. Couldn't tell us shit. Now, that's taken to the hospital.
Man, we was drinking Christian Brothers and Pepsi, you know, because we was sophisticated. We were drinking.
Wow.
Yeah. This is like.
I like the E&J.
I've had plenty of E&J and mostly E&J when I was underage in college.
See, that's a problem. Yeah, we just definitely need an underage episode because all the stuff that you drink when you were underage, you are laughing in embarrassment at the fact that you drank that when you're older.
Absolutely.
Because I used to drink E&J. I used to drink
But underage Cisco. Drinking and of the dark liquor is what made, it's like that thing in your brain that made you think you didn't like dark liquor, but it was like, no, you was traumatized by drinking it stupidly.
No, I still don't like dark liquor. I do not do dark liquor to this day. Like, I refuse. I'm racist with my alcohol.
But you've taken your time as an adult to drink it properly to see if you actually liked it or not. You tasted it. Like I'm like, oh, I would just think I don't like dark liquor. But then I'm like, oh, I'm drinking. It's like, oh, that's good. No, I don't like drinking cheap dark liquor and like binging it when I shouldn't be.
No.
Yeah, I drink it all except for gin. I say gin is what you use to clean your car engine with.
I don't like gin.
Gin makes you sick.
But my friend is telling me, like, and we're supposed to be going this week. Like, he keeps saying, I'm going to change your mind about gin because he said it's a dry gin. That's actually good. And I was like, those two words don't even sound
right. That don't sound right.
So he's saying it's different than the Bombay, you know, sapphires and all that other
now,
shit.
That was my joint.
I would be willing to, like try gin, but, like, try something that's not one of the, if it was somebody who, like, for, like, a nice bar and they, like, told me try some shit that wasn't, like, the big box that everybody got, I would consider it because I'm like, that might change my world, but but something that's just like regular shelf, you can find it everywhere. I'm like, nah, I'll be good.
No Tanqueray, please. No beef eater.
No hell to the no.
Oh God. Yeah. Tanqueray.
No Seagrams. But, definitely. No Seagrams.
Yeah. Right.
That bumpy face is deadly.
Even those blend shits that they be having.
Ooh, like with the grapefruit. Yes. There's a lady at my job. She used to drink that. She used to drink that at work. Oh, Lord.
Mm-mm. Oh, Lord.
That's so depressing.
Yeah.
I can't do that. But I'm going to try it because, you know, that's how I felt about scotch initially. I was like, scotch is for, like, old drunks that smell like cigarettes. But, you know, I went to a place and... my favorite porter beer bar, I went there and went to the bar and I was like, oh, you know, I want to try some scotch. And then he was like, well, what's your favorite profile? And I was like, what? Wait, they have flavor, like they have different. And he was and I had like a couple and they were really, really good. So it is an old man drink. It takes you forever to drink it. But it was actually good. So
I'm a willing scotch to try this
again. There you go. There you go.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Well, y'all, it's that wonderful time where we have to wind down. This is where we settle the tab. So, y'all feel free to visit our website, which is badandboozypodcast.com. That's where we will be updating our blog with all sorts of random shenanigans and foolishness. I mentioned earlier, if you wanted to leave us a wine hotel as a voicemail, or if you were out drunk drinking and you wanted a drunk dial us, please feel free to call us at 818-639-2443. We have merch. And shout out to our wine hoes who have been buying the merch. I'm so pleased. Our homegirl Jess with the bad and hella boozy mug. Our homie Loki with the wine ho mug. I love seeing it on the timeline. So feel free to visit our Teespring and go ahead and purchase that. That helps defray the cost of the podcast. Also, shout out to the homies who contributed to the PayPal this week. We had like 4 donations, right? Y'all was making it rain on niggas, okay? I Man, y'all really came through this week with the PayPal. So again, hit us up at that paypal.me/badandboozypod and support our liquor shenanigans. Whatever you give us, we will be using that to purchase alcohol and be able to review them on the show for you. We are a part of the CSPN Media. So go ahead and visit our parent website, which is www.cspnus. You can view our show. You can view our bios, see what we actually look like, why we call ourselves Bad and Boozy. And then also you could get to know some of the other podcasts that are on the network. There are other alcohol related shows as well. So feel free to view those and get to know them. Shout out to y'all who have decided to become patrons as part of our Patreon. We appreciate that so much. You can visit patreon.com/CSPN Media to become a patron. You do that for as little as $1 a month or as much as a whopping $5 a month. And you get additional content from us. You get shout outs, all that good stuff. As far as social media, you can find, I'm not going to do it this time. You can find me at Fab Fresh and Fly on Instagram and on Twitter. Facebook, I don't know you, so it ain't no way in hell I'm just going to add you. We don't do that. That's like for people who know my government name, okay? And shout out to Mr. Spam for slipping up and saying my government name on the show. I appreciate that. God bless
you. He did. I about to say we got mentioned that we was on there.
Yeah. D. Asia, where can they find you?
You can find me on the Twitters and Instagram at Brains and Buns. And don't forget to follow us by our same names on Delectable.
Absolutely.
For the wine reviews and sharing your wine reviews and beer reviews with us as well.
Yeah. And then Deidre, where can they find you if they're not already following you?
Well, you can find me on Twitter. It's Miss Music Lover. If you can find me on Instagram, on Miss Music Lover 99. Our podcast, like I said, is Where's My 40 Acres. You can, where'sMy40acres.com. Or if you're feeling great, you can also go with thetearsoforphans.com. The Craft Beer Killers actually has an IG page. We try to, you know, upload it as much as possible with beers and information. So it's Craft Beer Killer. Just like Ghostface Killer, it's Craft Beer Killer. You can find it there. And then also Craft Beer Killer as well on Untappd, which I think is a great, great app if you do not have it. Especially if you drink a lot of beers or just trying out new beers and you can't remember a lot of times, like, oh, what was that beer I had? You can definitely mark and keep those beers for, you know, like later use. So you can see what you've drank, you know, maybe what type, and it kind of gives you like an idea of things. So, and when you have friends, find friends on there too, it's even better because you can kind of see what else they might be drinking in a different area. So we're on Untappd as well. So you can find us there. I'm not giving out Facebook. But we do have a Where's My 40 Acres Facebook group if you want to join that. And then there's also a Craft Beer Killer face, I guess, a post there too. So you can do that as well.
Boom. Awesome, awesome, awesome. As far as our podcast, and where can they find your podcast?
The podcast is on Where's My 40 Acres. If you go on the podcast tab, you can see Craft Beer Killer on there, as long as the other ones that we have. We have one called Positive Avengers, where we're talking more about, well, they talk about, and they give me information on like Marvel comics and things like that, because, you know, I am definitely a novice, like I don't know shit. So it's me asking questions and listening, but it's good information. We have the Say Yes to Death, where, you know, we review old movies. We have a Nostalgia, where we review like old albums, which are very fun, because just like how our taste in, you know, spirits and wine changes throughout the years, so does our music. So to listen to an album you thought was like the best decision ever and realize like this shit was trash, it's great times. So we have that too. But Craft Beer Killers is on there as well. Right now it's a premium, so you just pay monthly for it, but we're actually about to move that into the free area. So you'll get to listen to all the episodes for free.
Hey. That's what's up. And then speaking of the music, I think I heard you guys do an episode on, what was it? It was the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. Because I know when it first came out, everyone was all on it. But now when we listen to it as adults, it's like, what?
Yes. I remember revisiting that and I was like, girl, what were you thinking? And I was like, I know what I was thinking. I was emotional fucking 17-year-old.
Right.
Listening to that shit. And I thought that was Tabernacle. And you listen to that shit now, it's like, Lauryn sounds like she was on that stuff.
Yeah. It can all be so simple.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I can't remember how long ago it was that I was listening to Where's My 40 Acres, but what kind of solidified me is like, oh, I like these niggas was, I think y'all were reviewing, I mean, other than y'all being ratchet and fun, but as far as the music, I'm not a music person at all. So y'all kind of like my go-to. So I can fake my way through conversations and I just repeat some of the shit that y'all said. So I might be in work, be like, did y'all hear that Fonte album? And I'm like, I ain't listen to no daggone Fonte album, but I heard y'all say it dropped.
Just tell them Sweet You is your jam. Sweet You is your jam. Just, that's it.
But I think y'all were reviewing, I remember grocery shopping and y'all were reviewing the joint with Timbaland and Magoo. And then, and then y'all played some like interview y'all found with Magoo. And like, Magoo was just like, the grocery store howling like what, like them lyrics, I was in there cracking up like
National Treasure. This,
it was so good and I was like, yeah, I like this.
Is Magoo still is he still with us? Is Magoo still with us?
I believe he's still with us.
I believe he is, and I think that's why I remember cracking up because they had found like a interview that was kind of recent and I was like, oh, he's still with us? What is happening?
People like to slander Magoo, but all I'm saying is he gave us sardines and pork and beans, if you know what that means.
That's all you do. Yeah, Magoo gave us great lyrics that you make go back and it's like, how did you figure this out?
It was so good. When and y'all reviewed that, I was like, yes.
You know, it just made, you will never find another Magoo. No. National Treasure.
Yes, there will never be another Magoo. There will never be another KC and JoJo. There will never
crack. I said anybody that crackheads in the, because we did like a 90s R&B. I think that was one of my favorite. That has to be one of my favorite like ones that we recorded, was just going over like old 90s R&B stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you should have known they that level.
They was high as
when them niggas was in the fucking desert singing.
Oh yeah, I listened to that level.
Yes, and Timberland's in the desert.
I know y'all hard as shit.
Niggas used to have the big ass budgets to go fly to the desert.
It's been an off and you've been home.
Them niggas went to Nevada to sing about fucking Cry For You.
Bruh. All I'm saying is, like you said, KC is a national treasure just off the strength of If You Think You're Lonely Now remake. KC is a national treasure. That spinning was around on the tarmac with a helicopter in the background. That's that peak vein in the neck popping out. I mean, it don't get no better than KC. KC is the crackheaded uncle that we all have and that we love so much. And the fact that he wanted that piece of chicken from that woman while he was getting carried out at the concert, that just cements his legendary status. I mean, he is peak crackhead. Peak operational crackhead, because KC gonna give you a show. He ain't. That's one thing he not gonna do is give you a bad show. Learn that Chaka Khan. Pay attention. KC gonna
give
you.
He still has those vocals. Surprisingly, I thought they would be burnt out by now, but he will still give you, just like a Cisco. You know, they still might be off. You know, they might be on relapse, but they will still give you those vocals. They'll still give you that spin move and dip. You know.
Because KC would dip with the shoulder. Like,
ooh,
yeah. I want a battle. I want a ooh, yeah, a Nehu.
A Nehu. And a
yeah, battle. I need to see.
Yeah,
there could only be one.
Oh my gosh. They might melt into a puddle. Like, with all of that going on. But that would be great.
Man.
This might be the longest outro to the show ever.
For real. Just like yesterday, right?
Bitches be talking.
Bitches be talking. But yeah, man.
No, we got to guess. Do you know how I be when you got company over and you ain't ready to go to bed yet?
Yeah, man. Shoot, that's when I wind up passing out on my couch and just waiting for them to leave. Like, okay, girl. I've done it before.
Y'all done yet?
Right. Okay. Like, oh, okay, I done tied my hair up. I got my pajamas on. Okay, girl. Okay. But yeah, man, so we can't let you leave without you engraving your wine glass. So if we were to gift you with a Bad and Boozy wine glass, what would you want your wine glass to say?
Ooh. Mmm. This is so, it could be so much.
And we talk about a regular glass, not no big ass glass. Okay. So
we don't need no hope.
Three lines.
I was gonna say Rihanna will give me a whole verse. Y'all can edit.
This ain't a tattoo, beloved. It's a wine glass.
I was like, what? I said, what would Rihanna do in this situation? But okay, so since the glass is smaller, you can put Stroke of Death, and that is one of my favorite songs by Ghostface.
Okay. I ain't heard of the Stroke of Death, but I done heard Deathstroke.
I was like, I don't know where we going here. She gonna put some red wine, and she get ready for her penis and her Stroke of Death.
Stroke of Death. That's Ghostface off of...
I'm going to listen to that song, because I tell you, I don't know be knowing music, but I've been listening to what they talk with.
It's a hard song because it's Ghostface and RZA, and it's a lot of like backwards scratching. Mm-hmm. So,
but I'm curious.
It's a great song. It's off a classic album. So, Supreme Clientele. So yeah, that's what mine is.
Yes, I'm here for all of it. This is where I'm gonna put the applause in. Like, yay!
You're just fake engraving your glass, huh?
I know, I didn't do that. See, it's too late. No, the window is closed. But Deidre, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate you taking your time
this
on a Sunday.
Fun.
Especially all the stuff that it took to get you here today. We appreciate that you stuck with us.
Fuck life and all of its foolishness. Fuck it all. So,
I'm glad we was able to make it work, though.
Yeah.
Them hoes are hating. That's what I will say.
Hating assholes. Man, they the Taylor Swifts of the world, man.
Yes. Put that on their fucking glass.
Hating assholes. Oh, gosh. Well, this has been episode 19 of the Bad and Boozy podcast. Thank y'all so much for rolling with us, for sharing the word, for spreading the word, spreading the gospel that is Bad and Boozy. And as always, the best wine
is the one you like.
Bye, guys.